This is KUT. After more than a year, residents of an East Austin mobile home park have reached a deal with developers looking to rebuild on the property. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, some city leaders say the case could set a precedent for future development.
About a dozen Cactus Rose residents gathered at City Hall yesterday, many of them donning bright green t-shirts with photos of children protesting gentrification. In advance of a vote to rezone the land by the Austin City Council, they presented a tentative deal with developers. Resident Cynthia Martinez says she and her neighbors would be relocated within 3 miles of the existing mobile home park in Montopolis.
This agreement allows our children to continue to attend their same schools and also to visit our local supermarkets and continue the access to the public transportation, which is great.
The 23-acre area has long been home to a community of RVs, trailers, and duplexes, but residents were faced with uncertainty when the property owner applied for a zoning change looking to redevelop. The relocation negotiations inspired changes to the city's tenant relocation ordinance. It requires more advance notice of any demolition plans and provides a mechanism for financial assistance for displaced residents. Councilmember Pio Renteria represents District 3, which includes Cactus Rose.
The case of Cactus Rose has changed our city. By working with the residents of Cactus Rose, the city has realized how vulnerable mobile homeowners can be when redevelopment occurs.
Some residents have already moved out, but among those who've stayed, mobile homeowners will each receive $10,000, and RV owners and renters will each receive $2,000 for relocation. The developer, Odin Hughes, has also agreed to provide bilingual relocation assistance for residents who need it. Their managing director, Mac McElrath, calls the deal a victory.
The financial and logistical assistance that we are offering upon rezoning of this property is superior to all other tenant relocation assistance programs that we are aware of anywhere in the country. This includes the program recently approved by the City of Austin.
McElrath says the property owner has expressed plans to redevelop the site whether or not the Odin Hughes project was approved, so this plan provides residents some security. Saida Hassan, KUT News.